Good morning, SEC. Finally made it. College football week zero. Fired up. Got my party hat on here because it's a Friday, trying to get you guys through to the weekend. Hopefully you're not stuck at work, but you probably are. So maybe this will help a little bit here, kind of get over all that. We're going to talk some SEC football and obviously not Cousin Shane here. Cousin Shane's still on vacation. Hopefully he'll be back very, very soon. But until then, you're stuck with me. And also not stuck with, but you get the privilege of checking out MyBookie. MyBookie.ag is the website. They're our presenting sponsor all football season long. You put in that promo code over at MyBookie.ag, promo code SEC. They have one hell of a deal for all the cousins out there this football season. If you use that promo code, if you sign up, promo code SEC, they are willing to give you your first wager up to $500. Doesn't even matter if you wager, whatever you wager, up to $500. If you hit, you get to keep all the money. If you miss, let's say you, this weekend, Kansas State, Iowa State, let's say you bet $500 on Iowa State and Kansas State wins, MyBookie's just going to give you all that money right back to keep on playing. So you really can't beat that deal over at our friends, MyBookie. We appreciate you. We also appreciate Tennessee Legends. I know I'm going to be kicking open another bottle of my Tennessee Legends. They've sent us over several bottles. Very appreciative to be powered by Tennessee Legends this football season. I'm going to be drinking it while I watch these week zero games here. Just, I mean, we are literally 24 hours away from college football. Could not be more excited. Also could not be more excited to talk some SEC with my favorite cousins. Shout out all the cousins filtering in. We appreciate you. And we also appreciate, of course, the legend, JR. He's done it again. Shout out JR. Morning, noon, night, don't matter. JR's here for you.
Legend, Cousin JR has done it again. The legend, Cousin JR has done it again.
Twice as nice for JR. We appreciate you, buddy. He's gifted. Wish upon a star. What a name. Wish upon a star. Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family.
And also shout out ACV's becoming one of our favorite Texas fans. He just gifted a membership. Thank you, ACV. He's gifted to Justin Sublett. Justin, welcome to the family. We appreciate you. So what are we talking on this episode? We're going to talk the top 10 most likely upsets this SEC season. And we'll get to that here in just a second, but I do want to rehash the big news. Anybody that missed it, I don't know how you could have, but SEC is moving to 9 games for conference play starting in 2026. We covered that breaking emergency podcast last episode. Go check that out if you want any of the details. And the way they're going to do it is each SEC team is going to have 3 permanent annual opponents and then rotate between 6 others so that every other year, every single SEC team is going to face the entire league. I mean, I love it. This is what we've been talking about for years, and we still do not know who the permanent opponents will be. They will determine that at a later date. I tried to do it live on the air, and I think I made some bad guesses. You know, I think overall it was a solid list. But shout out our buddy Pat Smith, WJOX. He shared this. This was the list that when this was all speculated on, this was the kind of the consensus list. Now, this is not official either. This is complete speculation, but I like this list even better. I mean, mine was close to this, but this I think is better. So let's run down. Again, this is not official, but when the SEC moves to a 9-game conference schedule in 2026, they're going to have 3 permanents. We're still trying to figure out who the permanents are. And here's a good, accurate prediction here. Alabama, obviously you'd keep Auburn. You'd keep Tennessee. That's a big reason why they're going to this 9-game conference schedule, to keep rivalries like Alabama, Tennessee. And then the third one, LSU. So I believe that's the same as what I had. Arkansas, Missouri, Ole Miss, and Texas. I think Arkansas fans, well, no, they hate Missouri, so they would not be happy with this. But I think overall, hell, I mean, and I think those are two games you could expect as an Arkansas fan to possibly win every year. And hell, last I checked, you split the last two with Texas, so maybe even three games that you could possibly win every year. Auburn, got to keep the Iron Bowl, of course. Georgia, that's another, we cannot lose that. And Vanderbilt, that's what I had last night as well. Florida, Georgia, got to keep that game. Oklahoma, a lot of people pair Florida and Oklahoma. I don't really get that, but it does make some sense. They've got a little bit of a history, two of the best programs in the country. Wouldn't hate it. I'm just not in love with it. And then third for Florida, South Carolina. That I would be fine with. I mean, that's a hell of an SEC rivalry, in my opinion. We got, for Georgia, again, kind of easy, Auburn and Florida. The third, though, I don't love this one, Kentucky. I know Kentucky and Georgia have had some really good battles here lately, but, and Georgia's won them all, but I don't know why I would be forcing Kentucky in with Georgia. That doesn't make a ton of sense to me, unless, yeah, I don't know. I feel like Georgia would need another. I'd much rather they play South Carolina, but instead of Kentucky, but maybe all the pieces don't fit together. So for Kentucky, they've got Georgia, Mississippi State, and South Carolina. No Tennessee is interesting there. I don't know how I feel about this one for Kentucky. I like State. I like Carolina. Those make sense. How about LSU? You get to keep Alabama. You get to keep Ole Miss. That's one I think I missed on yesterday's. I didn't have LSU and Ole Miss, and the backlash was severe. So hopefully we get to keep LSU, Ole Miss, and LSU, Texas A&M, which is building into a nice little rivalry. I like that. Mississippi State, Kentucky, Ole Miss, got to keep the Egg Bowl, and Texas A&M. That makes a lot of sense to me. I think this is the same list I had for Mississippi State. Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Vanderbilt. I think that's the same that I had as well. I would like this trio for Missouri, Oklahoma, Florida, Missouri, Texas. Got to keep Texas, of course. And Missouri, I think Missouri, Oklahoma could be one hell of a nice little rivalry there. South Carolina, we got Florida, Kentucky, Tennessee. Interesting list there. Texas, we got Arkansas, Oklahoma, A&M. I think that's what I had yesterday. That just makes too much sense to me. A&M, LSU, Mississippi, and Texas. Tennessee, Alabama, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, and then Vanderbilt, Auburn, Missouri, Tennessee. So, again, this is just complete speculation. This is not finalized by any means, but I do like that list a lot. So let me know what you think in the comments. ACV says he's Cousin Shane's accountant. I'm only using his OnlyFans money to buy memberships. Well, we don't care where it's coming from, ACV. We just do appreciate the donations. James said, isn't that the same list discussed a couple years ago? Yes. Yes, it is. So this is just being recirculated. So again, not finalized by any means, but I thought that was an excellent list. And that's like the biggest talking point in the SEC right now. But the other talking point, college football. The only thing that is bad about the timing of all this, we are at the season now. I don't want to fast forward to 26. I only want to fast forward a week to when we get some SEC action. So what are the top 10 most likely upsets of the upcoming season? Let's get into it. And the only two things that make this list, the only games I'm considering, conference games only. I don't care about non-conference. Don't care about those at all. Not for this list. Just conference games. And the way I'm projecting this is I'm just looking at point spreads. And I'm projecting these point spreads, right? So you'll see as we go down the list here, but I'm picking the teams that I believe will be a point spread underdog to win outright. I hope that makes some sense. So number 10 on my list, most likely upset. Shane's not going to like this one. Give me Arkansas beating Tennessee. Again, I'm not guaranteeing this is going to happen, but what I'm trying to pinpoint is realistic upsets that could happen. Arkansas beat Tennessee 4 times in a row. Arkansas beat Tennessee last year. And if Arkansas, remember, earlier in the week, I predicted Arkansas to go 4-0 to start the season. So even if they lose to Notre Dame, I think they're 4-1 heading into this Tennessee game. They will be underdogs at Tennessee. Tennessee will probably be 4-1 as well. They each have a bye going into this football game. But I could see it. I could see Arkansas, if Taylen Green gets hot, Joey Aguilar has a so-so performance, I could see Arkansas winning at Neyland Stadium. I'm not guaranteeing it. Again, this is not number one on the list. This is number 10 on the list. So this is, of all the games I'm about to reference, this is the one I'm least confident in. But I'm not terribly confident in Tennessee, as I think you could tell by this list. So Matthew says they'd fire Heupel after this. Jesse says Arkansas is going to pull an upset or two. All it's going to take, man, all it's going to take is Taylen Green to get hot at the right time, defense to force a turnover or two, and Arkansas is going to beat a team or two that no one sees coming. Jeez, Luis says, go back to bed, Mike. I probably will be as soon as this is done. Trust me. All right, number 9 on my list. Again, and I'm just saying based on point spreads, right? So I don't even know if this would technically be an upset, but I think it would be by the time the game gets here. My favorite, Auburn. How about this, folks? I'm picking Auburn to pull an upset. Auburn at Oklahoma, the Jackson Arnold Bowl. How about that? This, again, so I'm not saying this is 100% going to happen, but I'm forecasting as if it could happen. All the hype for Oklahoma. I think it's warranted, but it could go up in smoke come September 6th. It could go up in smoke September 20th. If you don't win both these games, you're in for a long, long season there in Norman. And what happens if Jackson Arnold is just motivated and ready to whoop some ass? Man, Oklahoma fans cannot get over how bad Jackson Arnold is in their mind. I don't think we even know how bad he is or if he's good. We literally don't know, given what happened last year. He could be amazing. He could be awful. I don't know. But I don't think it's that big of an upset. I mean, I don't think the spread's going to be massive or anything. I think Oklahoma will be maybe like a 6-point favorite over Auburn at home. But I could see, as much trash as I've talked about Hugh Freeze, he does tend to win games he shouldn't at times. Now, he'll blow a couple too. But he'll win one where you're not seeing him projected to win it. Give me Auburn beating Oklahoma on the road. That's number 9, most likely upset this season in the SEC. How about number 8? Florida. My Florida Gators going on the road and beating Texas A&M October 11th. Now, I thought about this when I was writing this down because people were like, well, what the hell? A&M beat them last year in the swamp. Well, that was when Florida was in the trash. They were not hot. And I think Florida's going to be significantly better. I think A&M may be better too, but I don't think you overlook that game. I think Florida could come into your house and beat you, particularly if things go sideways early. You got at Notre Dame, you got Auburn. Tricky, tricky game. Not a guarantee by any means that Florida goes into College Station and comes away with a win, but I think it could happen if Mr. DJ Lagway is 100%. He's from Texas. I think it's going to be a personal game for him. I think Florida very well could go into College Station and beat Texas A&M this year. How about that? That's number 8 on my list. All right, number 7. Number 7 on the list, Missouri. They're going to pull an upset here. Missouri is going to go and beat Auburn. I just said all those nice things about Auburn. Auburn's going to be favored, I think, against Missouri on the Plains. And Mizzou is going to go down there and whoop that ass for old Hugh Freeze. Come on, Eli Drinkwitz, he's one hell of a coach, and people are going to start respecting him. And hell, probably after this one, they're going to start saying on the planes, they're going to like, damn, we should have hired Eli Drinkwitz when we had the shot. Maybe we still do. Maybe we can kick old Freeze to the curb and get us a real coach like they got in Columbia who just came into town and whooped our ass. So Missouri, I think, will be an underdog. I could be wrong, but I think they will be an underdog coming off the Alabama game, which I think is most likely a loss for Auburn, or excuse me, a loss for Missouri. But I think they will rebound and beat Auburn on the road. Auburn will be coming off Oklahoma, A&M, Georgia. This is a really good spot, I think, for Missouri to pull an upset on the road. All right, number six. Oh, God. This is what happens. Shane takes a, you know, too long of a vacation. I'm just going to bury them Vols. I got another upset for the Vols going in the wrong direction. Give me Oklahoma going into Neyland Stadium November 1st and pulling off a win. I don't even know that this would be an upset, but I do think Tennessee will be give me like a 3-point favorite, I think. Maybe even more, but not by more than a touchdown, I don't think. I think Oklahoma, if John Mateer has himself a day, they'll be walking out of Neyland Stadium. Baker Mayfield 2.0, they're calling him. Well, Baker Mayfield's coming out party was in Neyland Stadium, overtime win over the Tennessee Vols. I think John Mateer and company get the win in Neyland Stadium. That would be my number six upset, most likely upset, this fall in the SEC. How about number five? I've not said a lot of nice things about Ole Miss here lately. Well, here's something nice I'll say about them. I think come September 27th, when LSU comes to town, I think LSU is going to be favored in that football game, and I don't think it matters because I think Ole Miss is going to whoop their ass. Maybe not whoop their ass, but beat them. That's all that matters is beat, especially if Ole Miss loses to Arkansas like I have predicted. I guarantee you Ole Miss will be an underdog against LSU, particularly if LSU wins at Clemson and beats Florida. They're probably going to be a decisive favorite, like a maybe even a 10-point favorite over Ole Miss. But I like the Lane train. Man, does he hate Brian Kelly, and does Brian Kelly hate old Lane Kiffin? So this there's a lot of bad blood in this football game, and I think Austin Simmons will have himself a day against this, what I'm told is an improved LSU defense. I ain't buying it. I ain't buying it. Give me Ole Miss to beat LSU. Number five, most likely upset of the season. All right, how about them Gamecocks? Haven't talked much about them on this episode. Give me South Carolina to beat mighty Alabama October 25th, Williams-Brice Stadium. I hope it's a night game. I hope it's just crazy. We got the Space Odyssey 2001 rocking in the background. I've said it many, many times. I think Alabama's going to be hell on wheels this season. Hell, they may even be undefeated in this going into October 25th, Williams-Brice Stadium. Not a guarantee because they're playing at Georgia before this. They're playing Tennessee, at Missouri. These are all losable games. But I think South Carolina gets them. Alabama is not going undefeated. They're going to lose a game or two this season. And I got one pegged as Lenore Sellers. This was a game where I think he kind of started to figure out the potential he had in this game when they had that epic comeback against Alabama, but couldn't finish the deal. This year they finished that deal. Give me number four, most likely upset. South Carolina beats Alabama. Number three. I don't even know if we could consider this an upset anymore. This But I know, again, I'm going off odds makers, right? And I know how these people think. Give me Diego Pavia owning his son, Hugh Freeze, November 8th when Auburn comes to town. He's beaten Hugh Freeze three seasons in a row. Make it number four here as Vanderbilt is going to whoop old Auburn. November 8th, number three, most confident, upset of the season in the SEC. Hell, like I said, I don't even know if that would be an upset, to be quite honest with you, because we all know that this man has a child, a son, if you will, and his son's name is Mr. Hugh Freeze. If Hugh Freeze is still the coach down here, maybe if Hugh Freeze is fired by this point in time, Vanderbilt may be favored. But if not, I think Auburn is going to be favored on the road at Vanderbilt. They're going home with an L, just like last year. All right, number two, most likely upset coming in the SEC. I've been talking about this game for months. Going back to the well, Oklahoma, come October 11th, whooping Texas ass. I don't care what the records are. We all know with old Arch Manning that Texas is going to get the benefit of the doubt. Texas will probably be undefeated going into this game if they can get over Ohio State, if they can get over at Florida. Certainly, I think they'll beat Florida. Ohio State's the only iffy one there. But regardless, even if they're 4-1, they'll be favored. Even if Oklahoma's 5-0, I think Texas will be favored at 4-1 Texas over 5-0 Oklahoma. I think the odds makers will favor God's gift of football in this game. It don't matter. It doesn't matter who's favored, because Oklahoma is going home from the Red River Shootout with another win over Texas and Steve Sarkisian. Book it right there. Number two. And I was a hair away from making this the number one most likely upset this season in the SEC. And quite honestly, I had it number one. And then I thought, well, hell, I keep talking up Alabama, right? And there's little doubt in my mind that, despite what some people will think, come September 27th, going to mighty Georgia, Alabama owns your ass until you beat them on a regular basis. I'm picking Alabama to beat you. So there's no doubt in my mind getting Bama at home. Georgia will be a slight favorite, maybe by like 4 or 5 points at most. But I think Alabama, Kalen DeBoer, you can say it, DeBoering, excuse me, I can't believe I screwed up his name. DeBoering, there's a lot of things you can say about Kalen DeBoering, but one thing you can't say is he is not a big game coach. That's what he specializes in. He wins these big time matchups, including last year beating Georgia. I think that Alabama goes into Athens and gets the win. And I don't even think that's a bold take, but I think it will be an upset based on the point spread. So let me know what you think in the comments. I'm going to start trying to get to some of these now. I missed so many of them. Jason, appreciate you. He says, if they had an SEC patch and was in the store, it would sell like hotcakes. I don't know about that, but I do appreciate the kind words. Fao Ming says, I think that's a tough game, but Josh Heupel at home has been pretty damn good lately. That's true. That's true. He has been. But I don't know. I'm just seeing all the red flags with Tennessee. I'm trying to get the word out. People are not buying it, I think, because the schedule is very manageable. I get it. The over-under, hell, it was at 9.5 for not that long ago. Tennessee's over-under was 9.5 on the year. It's gone down to 8.5. But there's just, I don't know, there's a lot of red flags with this team. And I'm just pointing them out. Do with that what you will. I'm trying to set the expectation. And hell, I'm saying like 8-4. Is 8-4 a... Yeah, that's a down year for Tennessee, right? But 5 years ago, you would have given your left arm for 8-4 at Tennessee. You know what I mean? So same thing about Ole Miss that we've said all offseason. 8-4 is a down year for them. But I think a down year is coming nonetheless. How about this from Hobby Hangout? Columbia would explode if Bama loses to the Cox. I'd love to see it. Send them home. Beat them, Cox. That's what I say. How about this one? I like this one from Man with the Plan. Tennessee beats Bama at home. I think you're saying in Tuscaloosa. I don't see it. But, hell, Tennessee has more than held their own. Beat them last year, didn't they? Undefeated, Josh Heupel is against DeBoering. So, it's not crazy. But again, I'm picking Bama to win the SEC, picking Bama to win the national championship. So I have a much higher opinion than the vast majority of people on Alabama. I could be wrong, but that's where I'm at. That's why I can't see Tennessee winning there. But I'm wrong about as often as I'm right. I like this one from Tennessee Boy Mike. You've completely lost it. I mean, I may have lost it a long time ago. Have you seen this damn hat I'm wearing here? How about this one? I like this one. Tall in the Timbers. You heard it here first. Ole Miss over Georgia in Athens. Oh, buddy. Now we're cooking. I mean, that would be a monumental upset, because I think Georgia probably a two-touchdown favorite. I mean, I don't think that's that bold. Unless Georgia loses to Tennessee, Bama, and Auburn, then we're singing a different tune, you know? But revenge game, these two teams played 2 years ago in Athens. I think it was like a 40-point ball game. Again, that doesn't have a ton to do with this year, but that's too rich for my blood, but I do like it. I like it a lot. Cocktober. Cousin Robert, about time Mike, Jesse, SE get their butt kicked again by the Rebels. I don't even know if that would be an upset, though, because you're getting it at home, and South Carolina will be coming off a damn murderer's row over here of Mizzou, not Kentucky, not necessarily, even though that has been a, let's just go at LSU, Oklahoma, Bama, at Ole Miss, at that's a damn murderer's row right there. I would expect that Ole Miss is favored at home over South Carolina. So I wouldn't even consider that technically an upset. But you could be right, and I don't know. We'll see. Mm-mm-mm. Yes, we get college football tomorrow. It's a beautiful thing. Trying to power you guys through it to when we get there. All right, got a couple minutes left. Let me know. Hit me up with any questions. Hobby hangout. Am I the only one who thinks Oklahoma is grossly overhyped this year? No, sir. You are not. Remember, we had Adam Luckett on the show, SEC Media Days. Said, Oklahoma does not make a bowl game, buddy. And if they don't, I think here's your prime reason why. Because old Brent Venables, I think he's one hell of a defensive coordinator. I think the book is still out on him as a head coach. I'm not sold on him as a head coach. This is going to be the year I think that defines him. And if they are 6-6 or worse, I think you got to move on from this guy, because this ain't getting it done, I don't think. That would be my opinion. But no, to answer your question, you are not the only one that's down on Oklahoma. A lot of people are, and that's fine. That's fine. It's fine to be wrong, but a lot of people are. Texas has never beaten OU 2 years in a row. That can't be right, can it? That can't be right. I'm going to look that up. because Texas got the all-time edge over Oklahoma, so there's no way. Winsipedia, longest winning streak for Texas. Texas beat Oklahoma 8 years in a row before. So that's actually longer than Oklahoma has never beaten Texas more than six in a row. So that is wildly inaccurate. I can't believe I even bought that for a second. But they are new to the league, so I'm learning the history still. Any other questions? Bama, 9-3, misses the playoff. Yeah, I think that's fair to say. 9-3. Alabama, even though they do got a tough slate. Really depends on maybe the 9-3. Like if it's three overtime losses, maybe. I mean, I'm stretching here to get it to that. But yeah, I mean, that's what happened last year, right? 9-3, I think they were the first team left out. So I could see it. I could see it. Yes, this is going to be a very exciting year in the SEC. Very exciting. Best ever, I hope. Wesley, I like his comment. Mike, you're getting completely out of control without Shane to hold you back. Go Vols. Bama goes 9-3. So what's Tennessee? If Bama goes 9-3, I would imagine one of those losses is to Tennessee. So maybe Tennessee is 9-3 or better. Maybe even back to the college football playoff. Like, I mean, it's not crazy. Whenever Tennessee is slept on, it's typically when they play their best. When they're hyped, that's usually when they play their worst. So I'm good with all that. Shout out Jason Franken. Any good week zero games? There's kind of like two that I have my eye on, but the main one is the noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. Two of the better projected teams in the Big 12, Iowa State, number 22, and Kansas State, number 17. So we got a ranked matchup in Dublin. Buddy, sign me up. I may even drink a Guinness. I may go run out and get me some Guinness for this one just because it's in Dublin. Is that what they drink over there? I don't even know. But that's kind of interesting. At 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 Central, we got UNLV, Idaho State. That's not very that interesting, but it is debut of Dan Mullen at UNLV, so I'll have my eye on that one. And then the only other one that I kind of want to see, Fresno State against Kansas. That's at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. And I really just want to watch Little K Kansas to get an idea of what we'll be dealing with week two as they travel to Missouri. So those are the games that I'll have my eye on. So the first one should be pretty good. The other ones, it's football. Look, you know, beggars can't be choosers here. Bulldog Mississippi. Are you the one who knocks Mike? What? I don't, maybe you can help explain that. This is going over my head right now. Going over my head right now. It's too early in the morning for me. Anything else here? They're calling it Farmageddon in Ireland. It's going to cause potato flashbacks for those poor people. Upset prediction from Ryan. How about this upset? Toledo beats Kentucky. I'm a massive Kentucky fan, by the way. Whoa, buddy. He is a fan, I think, that wants to see Mark Stoops get his ass out of here. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I could see it. But at this point in time, this has been hyped up so much that Toledo could actually beat Kentucky. That's got to be have gotten back to the Kentucky locker room. And I think Kentucky is going to come out and play inspired football and probably win by a field goal. You know what I mean? So I like Kentucky to win. I probably will take Toledo in the points. I believe it's an 8.5-point spread currently. I believe that last I checked. Yes, hit that like button. Appreciate you. Oh, thank you, Liquid. He says it's a Breaking Bad reference. I did watch that show. I get it now. But it's been a while, so I did miss that. Moonshine, Vols, 12-0. All right, I'm kind of losing my voice. I'm actually under the weather right now. But, hell, Shane ain't here, so I'm picking up the slack. I wanted to get you guys through another day of podcasting and be on the lookout. I'm trying to think of what time off the top of my head. I'm going to be back on the Paul Feinbaum Show this afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 Central. So that we'll have that also hopefully posted on the channel. If you miss it, if you don't have SEC Network, we'll try to post that as soon as that interview is done. So that, hey, a little bit extra content. Posted 3 podcasts yesterday. Go check those out. All live, all on the channel if you missed any of them. And, man, we got football tomorrow. So who knows? I have a couple Guinness. I may jump on here after the Farmageddon, Iowa State, Kansas State football game just to share my thoughts on that and get us one day closer to some SEC football, some college football. Cannot believe it's already here. All right. That's all I got. Appreciate you. Cousin Shane should be back. He's been like MIA. I don't know where he's at, and I've been kind of leaving him alone because I want him to enjoy his vacation. But hopefully he is back. The sooner the better, I think, to help his damn channel be entertaining again. But that's all I got on this episode. We appreciate each and every one of you, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.